With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jason Lockenfora, 9 o'clock hour. Mike Sirianni, too. He's headed to the Super Bowl to watch his little brother coach. I can't wait to talk to Mike and find out what it's like through his perspective. He's got to be so proud of his brother, Nick Sirianni. He's the coach at W&J. Of course, Nick, the coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly on our text line. You know that number. It's 412-928-9370. Again, Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ron Hextall, what about a first-round pick, right? Now, you got a first-rounder. What's going on with making moves now?
I would say that's not on the table. I haven't been asked for that, certainly. Conversations, I think, are starting to pick up with a lot of guys, but there's not a lot of guys that are – people are kind of looking to see what's out there, kind of grabbing the group. Okay, we'd be interested in this or this on both sides, whether you're a buyer or a seller, but – not a lot of teams, obviously. We saw the big one the other day with the Islanders, but there's not a lot of teams right now that are looking to jump and kind of getting down to the fine strokes here. But certainly the talk is picking up. But in terms of first-round picks for getting salary out, I don't see that as being an option for us.
All right, here's where the conversation starts for me. And it could be flawed, what my thought is, but I think it's a place to build this conversation off of. If you were going to bring the big three back, which you did, and you made the decision to do that with Malkin, Letang, and with Crosby, and you said, we're bringing those guys back, when you did that, that absolutely ignited the moment where you said, we have to be all in. I don't see another way in which one and one can make two. It ain't your team. It might be your team in terms of being the general manager, but you shouldn't care about 2026 right now. You should care. You should treat this like a college program. I'm here to win now. I don't care what happens 4 years from right now. I got to try to win right now.
And you better get creative in order to do it. I think that's the problem here is, look, people talk about how there's such a vast difference in the personalities and the way they go about their business of what we became used to with Jim Rutherford and what we see now with Ron Hextall. That can be true. They can manage personnel completely differently, but you still need to have an idea of what you want to do and go after it. And in this case, because of the limited cap space that we've talked about, he's talked about since the beginning of the year, you're going to have to give something to get something in return. You better be creative in how you go about doing that and not just sit there on your hands and say, oh, sorry, guys, only $18,000 of cap space, can't do anything. Same team we got now, that's the team we're going to ride with, sorry. That's not going to get it done.
The only way to be creative is if you have no parameters. That's the only way in anything in life to get creative. And the fact that he said that the draft pick is off the table, that tells me that it's not important to win right now. Like, if it's that important to win right now, and you know where your team's at, and you know where your team needs to be in 2 months, that means everything should be on the table.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you don't sit there and say that you know, well, we're going to go in this direction because, you know, we can't go in this direction. There isn't a direction that you can't go in or you can't try to go in if you want to get creative. So for him to say that, that tells me that right now is not as important to the organization as probably people want it to be.
Sidney Crosby's 35. He's not 25. I mean, there's a big difference. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Do you have to make a trade?
It's really dangerous to feel like you have to make a deal because, quite frankly, you look at the history and all of a sudden you make a bad deal. Like, we're not going to make a deal and make a bad deal. We're going to make a deal because we feel like it makes our team better in terms of just like the chemistry part that I'm talking about. We can bring a piece in and we think it'll fit better with our group here and maybe connect the line. That's what we'll look to do, but we're not going to. I've never felt pressure to make a deal for the sake of making a deal. I'd like to make a deal to make our team better.
Well, that is what you need, though, is to make your team better. It's not just to do it for the sake of doing it. This team is hanging on to a playoff spot right now by a thread. And in years past, they've had the March of the Penguins, and they've always seemed to get right at the right time. And Mike Sullivan, I think, is the man for that job. He is going to tactically have them ready to go. But I worry about the age, and I worry about the top two lines having to carry the heavy lifting. And at a certain point, I don't expect guys in their 30s to get better as the season goes on. And so my concern is if you do not punch up the bottom half of this roster, it's all on those guys. And let's say they do make the playoffs. Okay, what do they have left? They might have to expend all their energy just to get there. A deal needs to be done. And for me, I'm stapling that first round pick to anything. That is my priority going into the deadline.
The problem here with Hextall, and I think Burke is a part of it as well, is that they believe they've put together the best possible team and they don't want to make moves. Furthermore, they're going to use the cap excuse as a reason not to make moves. They're going to use the excuse, well, we've traded so many, this organization has traded so many first round picks over the years. We don't want to do that. Those are excuses for how many times he mentioned Josh Archibald yesterday. They believe that the guys that they've put on this roster are the best possible way to win. Casey DeSmith, they still believe it. Jim Rutherford, if nothing else, he may have made a trade just to make a trade, which Hextall says he doesn't want to do there, but at the very least, he would admit his mistakes and move on from them sooner rather than later.
I think I walk away from yesterday with the understanding to not expect anything.
Yeah.
To expect to stay pat, to move forward, to think that this is the team that he's put together that he really likes. It just fundamentally, to me, it's wires crossed and signals crossed. Whenever you decide to go ahead and invest and give another contract to those big three, you have to say, I don't care if it depletes this organization, because here's the thing. The minute that those three walk out of here, it's depleted anyway.
Yes. Right.
So it just doesn't matter.
Right.
And Colin, that's the best thing that could happen, frankly.
Right.
Is that you suck out loud right after those guys are gone so that you can then hopefully maybe get the next one. You're not going to build it up from the bottom if you're not picking highly. And for them to use a first-round pick now, help deplete the future, you give yourself the best opportunity now, and you can build this thing up from the ashes like a phoenix when it's all done. I think that's ideally where you want to be. It's what a lot of Steelers fans wanted. Tank. And it's how the Penguins have had success in their past. Tank. But right now, get it done, or give it a shot at least.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Go back and check out the Twitter poll. The results of the Twitter poll are still astounding me how close they are. They really are. The Twitter poll is this. If you could only, and we have a ton of votes. Thank you for those. Check it out at Fan Morning Show on Twitter because it's a Twitter poll. If you could only have one of these things at your Super Bowl party, which would you opt for? Only one of these two, wings or pizza? 52.3% said wings, 47.7% said pizza. I honestly thought it would be 75% wings, 25% pizza. There's a lot of pizza loyalists still.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
That's it. It's the simplicity of it.
Cheapest, too.
Cheapest, easiest.
Yeah, good call. Have we arrived at a point in which we figured out if we are, have we hit the top? Have we filled up and are we done with inventing anything that is going to revolutionize the game snack market, like Buffalo chicken dip. We just discussed this a little bit earlier. That changed the game in like the 90s. That was, whoa, that's a thing? People are bringing it to the party. Doran brings up a good point. Finger food, sushi, yes. In the last decade or so, you go to a party, you see a lot more sushi flying around. Not flying, it's sitting. But anyway, I do think that people maybe are thinking, Is it the vessel that's now changed? Is that different, what it's served in? Is that where we go with it? Because I can't envision something that's coming in.
I got one.
Let's hear it.
It's not totally new, but I think it would work at a Super Bowl party.
Let's hear.
You get bags of Fritos. You open them up. Ground meat goes
walking
in.
Walking taco?
Walking tacos at a Super Bowl party.
I've had that before.
Pretty good idea.
Walking tacos are good.
Mm-hmm. If somebody served me walking tacos at a Super Bowl party, I think it was the most low-budget Super Bowl party. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to. Walking tacos, for me, is something at a baseball field that in the middle of summer. Not at a Super Bowl. What the hell kind of Super Bowl parties you going to?
I love how I'm setting this all up, and you go, yeah, walking taco, a thing we've all had before.
Yes, 9 million times in life. That eight-year-olds love.
No, wait, seriously, listen to me. This new thing. You open up bags of Fritos and you dump meat in them.
Yeah, pretty soon he's
I mean, this is not a new thing, but I think that this could make its way as a cookie table. Would you have a cookie table? Would you have some sweets?
You got to have some sweets.
Yeah. Cookie table at a Super Bowl party? Almost like weddings here in Pittsburgh, but kind of a lower level cookie table.
Everybody brings their own?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm trying.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of this conversation. We could try and try and try. I think we're tapped out of the Super Bowl food ideas. I think that it could be the year 2072, and we're going to be watching Super Bowl whatever, do the math, and people are still going to be eating wings, having pizza, buffalo chicken dip, and, you know, nachos.
There's not a lot of new directions here to go.
I would like to tip my cap to pizza, buffalo chicken dip, and wings, though, for being able to be a mainstay.
The staying power.
They ain't going anywhere. I mean, they're locked in it. They're locked and loaded. They are the New York Yankees of the Super Bowl food.
You're right about that.
They're not being knocked off their what's going to come in and knock chicken wings off?
I'm with you. What, just their
bird
own
flu?
No. Well, avian flu. They could eat themselves. That's it. If the price knocks them off, that's it. But, you know, no thanks on, like, the cauliflower crust or the cauliflower wings or the fake phony, anything like that. You know, no, not at all.
I've been at a party with Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Not
those
bad.
Excellent. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A nuggets.
A big old platter of them.
Mm-hmm. Big platter of them. I just think that it's not about the food, really. I think it's whatever supplements the beer. You know, whatever can go well with the beer. Because I think that it's probably one of the biggest drinking days for people in the country, at least. So whatever goes well with the beer that you're drinking, that's the food that's going to stay. And pizza and wings, they go probably the best with beer.
Yeah, the wing is king. It doesn't matter what the drink is that's available.
I like the full wing. I got to have the full-on wing.
With the tail?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not a tail. Well, I don't know. Is it? I guess you can call it a tail. But
the tip, yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah, the whole deal.
What would it be? It's not a tail?
It's the wing tip. It's the wing tip. Yeah, it's a wing tail. What if you told your kids that's the tail of the chicken? Go with that.
I might try that on Sunday.
You know what? I tried it on my kids again. They don't fall for it anymore. You know those things you tell your kids that are lies, that they believe when they're little? The best one I ever had, they didn't fall for it again. They're like, Dad, we're too old now. I told them if the heated seats were on and they farted that it could light the car on fire. So don't ever do that. Because my son one time, it stunk in the back seat. And I said, I have the heated seats on. That could combust and cause a fire in the car. Don't ever do that. He was like 7. He looked at me and was like, I'm really sorry. What would happen? I go, it would be like, it would make a big fire in the back seat. Don't do that. He got real tight. And I like the phone rang or something, and I left him on the hook with it. And he has thought that for years. So I tried that the other day, and he goes, how dumb do you think I am?
Yeah, like, what you called thinking? You out.
And I was like, well, you did think that at one point for a long time.
It's like the dye in the pool if you pee,
Yes. Oh, goodness. All right. Coming up next, heckling. It's definitely out of bounds, but what should the punishment be for one heckle that just seemed to go way, way, way out of bounds? We talked some Super Bowl as well. So much to get into this morning. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And do not forget to grab a Dunkin' this morning. You know what Dunkin' is. It's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Tax season right now, that's what it is. Shendorovich, and Fishman, they don't do taxes, they do law. But let me draw a parallel for you. Let's say that the tax man showed up at your door and he said, hey, it's tax time. You say, I know that, unfortunately. And they said, I'm going to make you a deal. You can pay 40% in taxes or 25% in taxes. What do you want to pay? Say, listen, tax man, I'm going to pay 25% in taxes. You bet your backside I'm going to do that. Same thing with law. What if somebody said, I'll give you the opportunity to pay 25% on your settlement, not 40%? You pay 25% every day of the week. That's what Shendurovich, Shendurovich, and Fishman does. That's the opportunity they give you. Not only is their fee 25%, all calls and consultations, they're free. They front all the costs, including medical records and expert reports. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shendurovich, Shendurovich, and Fishman are there for you. Shendurovich, Shendurovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
Pitt men's basketball tomorrow at 7 o'clock, taking on Louisville at the Peterson Event Center. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru Doran.
Thank you, Crowley. Noah Gabriel Company Jewelers voted the number one jeweler in North Pittsburgh. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Play Cupid with a stunning pair of half-carat brilliant cuts diamond stud earrings for only $3.99 or a forever gold rose for $99. It's a real rose preserved in 24 karat gold. If you're looking to get engaged, Noah Gabriel will guarantee she'll love her ring with their exclusive perfect ring guarantee. Visit them at the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford, Ross Park Mall, or online at noahgabrielco.com. That's noahgabrielco.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we are, here we are, here we are. Mike Sirianni, top of the hour, W&J head coach. He's the older brother of Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach. We find out what his schedule's like and how proud he is of his little brother. Can't wait for this. That's 9 o'clock. Jason Luckin for 9:30. All right, this happened over the weekend. This is an interesting story and one that does need to be talked about because punishments fitting the crime or how you come down on people that do things, especially at a weird age, like a college age. So there's a fellow that plays basketball for Utah State, and his name is Max Shulga. Now, Max Shulga is from Ukraine, okay? He plays basketball. He got in the game late for Utah State, and he's at the free throw line. So he goes to the free throw line, and it's an away game. It's at Fort Collins. It's against Colorado State. Utah State, Colorado State. A lot of people on Friday night, or Saturday night, I believe it was, not paying attention to it in Western Pennsylvania. Max Shulga goes to the line. Again, Ukrainian fella. They hand him the basketball. He goes to shoot his first free throw, and the student section is chanting, "Russia, Russia, Russia," at this Ukrainian kid. Some people are appalled by this. A lot of people don't like it, that's for sure. The Colorado State University issued an apology to this kid and said, "We're really sorry that this happened to you. It shouldn't have. We apologize." He issued an apology, something, a statement back to them. "Hey, no sweat off my back. I understand in the middle of athletic competition, people get, you know, for spirit of their school, they get all hyped up on different things. Maybe we can use this as a turning point in which to learn about different people's cultures and whatever." Very, you know, classy response from the kid. So it was, again, a bunch of people chanting this, but they could find out who it was. If heckling does go too far, and I think a lot of people might agree that this went too far to chant Russia at a kid like that. I don't know. You may not agree to that. But what is the line, and if people are found to go over that line, what should the punishment be? Like Crowley, you said there was one very clear incident at West Virginia that they would go with, right?
Yeah, there's been many, but the one that really bothered me was after the Art Briles stuff at Baylor, you had the entire football student body chanting "No means no." Mm. And the way I look at it is that kind of stuff has nothing to do with the sport. You keep it out. Like the Joe Pot, like Joe New chanting that, I don't think there's any place for that either because there were true, real, legitimate victims in all of that kind of stuff. I mean, if this kid wasn't playing basketball in the United States, he might be dead in Ukraine somewhere. That's why that kind of stuff does bother me. I think you can push the line. There are some things to me that are so far past the line. And I think all those examples I just raised, I think you need to have punishment. Now, it's tough to single out any individuals. That's the hardest part. But all those things to me, I mean, they crossed the line in big time.
If you were able to individually identify people who were chanting it, I mean, I would go no less than you're not allowed to come to any more games this season. You're done for the year as a student.
What about being expelled? Is that too far?
Yeah, for me it is. Probably.
I mean, it's hate. Like you're spewing hate. It's almost like a hate crime. You're taunting with hate. Like that, there's no place of that outside of sports in society. There's no place for hate. And that's what was being said. If I could identify the students that did that, I'd probably expel them, at least for a semester.
Yeah, I mean, what does your university stand for? I mean, there's an argument to be made there, I think, of, hey, we're better than this. And good for the kid to handle it the way that he did. I don't know that I would have shown that kind of class in that moment, but I don't know that I would expel them, but I would. I mean, maybe there's no student section for the rest of the season. Maybe you find a way to let other people come into the games who can behave themselves, but there definitely needs to be a strict punishment.
Yeah, when they go to hand him the ball, there's video out there. They hand him the ball, and he, like, raises his eyebrow and stops. He's in his routine. You know how people dribble once or dribble twice, whatever their pre-shot routine is at the free throw line. They see him. He kind of breaks his for a minute, raises his eyebrow. You can see it on the video, and then continues it on. I don't know if I'd expel him. I think that's a bit harsh. I do think if you could identify the individual kids, I definitely would make them meet and try to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I want to in ruining the life. They would have ruined their own life, but go ahead and expelling them, I think, is a course in which you negate their track of life at 20 years old for a word that they said that probably I don't think I'd be willing to want to go that far at that point. But I do think that it ignites an education that would have to happen. Get them together and have them understand what owning their words needs to happen at that point,
mm-hmm.
and understand how hateful they could be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a really interesting thing because so many people would never say that individually, but the collective group mob mentality
right.
kind of weighs into all of
this. Did the kid make the shots?
I did not.
A great question.
I did not see. Because you know what? It didn't show. They just had the clip of the chant, and then the kid attempted the shot, and it kind of went beyond it. But, you know, chanting Russia, it's just like a big-time line crosser. His country's at war. His people are getting, you know, annihilated. And it was just, it's a bit much. But, Crowley, what would happen when you were at those games and they were chanting that? Would you just kind of put your head down and be like, I can't believe we're doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a confrontational guy, and certainly not in that setting. I'm going to go, hey, let me talk to you about the merits of blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, it's embarrassing to me, and it comes out on the national broadcast too, right? I mean, the games are all on TV. It makes you look like what you don't want people to make you out to look like. Oh, look, all these inbred people in West Virginia. And it's not like it only happens there. But I do think there is a line. And when there are true, real victims, man, it's just a sport. Don't make this kid who's at the free throw line have to think about these atrocities that are going on in his homeland. I just think, I mean, it ticks me off, frankly. And I do think, yeah, I mean, you can't go to any more games. And that's the starting point for me.
Yeah, interesting. Real interesting stuff. Super Bowl talk coming up in just a moment. And a video. We saw this video this morning. I cannot believe a video that's circulating, and it's making the rounds. But I can't believe someone sat there and took the video as opposed to acting. But I guess that's what a lot of people...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do these days. Wait till you hear this, but we do talk Super Bowl matchup coming up next and how it does relate to the home team. That's all straight ahead. Fan Morning Show.
They want to come after it. They want more of your money, and you need a lawyer, to be quite honest, to make sure you don't have to give them more of your money. What am I talking about? Well, at some point, everybody's going to need a lawyer. In this case, it could be because you got a letter in the mail from your school district. They want to raise your property taxes. Yeah. You want to appeal that and save yourself some money? It's time to call the Allegheny County Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service. They're going to connect you with a lawyer equipped to handle your property tax appeal. Whether it's that or some other legal situation and you don't know who to turn to, you don't want to just trust it to a random Google search, call the Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service, your trusted source for finding the right attorney for your specific case. 412-261-5555. 412-261-5555. They'll place you with an attorney best equipped to handle your specific type of case. Best part, no cost to use the service, and you get a free 30-minute consultation with your lawyer as well. Again, the Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service, use it for that property tax appeal at getapittsburghlawyer.com.
All right. Wait till you hear about this video that's been making the rounds. Absolutely incredible. Was on all the morning shows this morning. Good Morning America and all those things. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do. Mike Sirianni, W&J coach, top of the hour, brother of Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach. All right, let's talk about this Super Bowl. Philly and KC. First of all, I can't find myself, and I'm not going to tell Mike this, but I can't find myself rooting for Kansas, or excuse me, for Philadelphia. It's just tough. But let's talk about the Eagles. So they go 9-8 last year, 14-3 now, right? That's where they are. The Eagles find a way. They, you know, trade for A.J. Brown. They make a big turnaround. That's the one team. The other team's Kansas City. Kansas City, through this process, they have a guy and an incredible receiver. They trade their best receiver last year to Miami. And people are saying, well, you can't do that. You can't. Well, you sure as heck can. And you still can get back there. Those are two very distinct avenues. One, you stay the course. You go 9-8. You have a young quarterback you entrust. You go get A.J. Brown. And bang, you make a gigantic leap. The other one is, all right, we're going to trade our receiver. We're going to hope that we can get somebody. We're going to lean on this quarterback who might be one of the greatest of all times and with Kansas City. And we're going to go and get back to the Super Bowl or make a run to the Super Bowl. They have chosen paths. They have chosen a lane. They have figured it out. People preach patience all the time here in Pittsburgh. Why, when I look at one of those two paths, do I need to be patient when I can't figure out what path the Pittsburgh Steelers are on?
I mean, we all have a right to be impatient, and it's really directed towards the offensive coordinator. You look at these two teams, obviously the two head coaches are the offensive coordinators of this team. We know at the Steelers what Mike Tomlin is. He's not an offensive coordinator. He's a defensive guy. And they brought back an offensive coordinator that wasn't really, you know, up to par of what we expected the offense to be. So the impatience-wise should be directed towards Matt Canada, I think, this year. And the patience of the whole situation with the Steelers should be within the players of the offense, Kenny Pickett being obviously the leader of that.
Yeah, the continued development of Pickett and Pickens, Freiermuth and Najee for that matter. I certainly have a lot more patience, like you said, Dorn, with the players and the personnel at this point. What I don't have patience for is puttering along in the right lane without choosing, like you said, Colin, a lane. Pick a lane, step on the gas, and go in that direction. If it's the Kansas City direction and you decide, hey, we want to get some draft capital back so we can build up around our young quarterback, then look at a possible Deontay Johnson deal and see what kind of picks you can get in return. If it's, no, we're going to just keep adding to this thing, then look at how you're going to add and take the Philadelphia Eagles route. But pick a lane and go, because as you continue to preach patience and work deliberately, what happens is it feels like everybody else is passing you up and you just continue to sit there comfortably and passively in the right lane, just puttering along.
Yeah, I think that's what they prefer. Art Rooney II talking about getting better. And we know what the status quo is. It's bringing everybody back on your offensive staff. They think that now the philosophy is, let's get into the dance and see what happens. And they think that because of the second half that they did, that they're on track to get into the dance. And then, okay, you put your hands up, we'll see where it goes. Well, you need to make legitimate improvements to start competing with the big three in the AFC.
Neither one of those teams that are playing on Sunday would ever say, we just want to get there and figure out what happens.
Right.
No, of course not. And why can't the Steelers, you mentioned the Eagles, the huge jump that they've taken. I don't think the Steelers are going to do that. Why can't they contend for the division championship, though? Why can't that be the stated goal? It's just, oh, we'll get in. It used to be, we're trying to win the damn AFC North. And that sets us up on our path to achieve the ultimate goal, which is we're playing at home. We might get a week off. Those are things that they used to aspire for. And now it's, 10-7, and then you'll see. Come on now. You're going to wind up, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy is what it does, is you're okay with the mediocrity, and so you stay in, as Chris said, that lane.
It felt like the other day in the times whenever Art II talked, he tried to convince people to come over to his side and talk them into being okay with mediocrity and subscribing to what he was trying to sell. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like to me.
They're fearful. They're fearful of going after something and maybe swinging and missing, because they don't have the confidence in all of the pieces that they have in place. Probably at the tippy top of that ladder of lack of confidence is the offensive coordinator, but they don't have full confidence in so many pieces that are in place that they're afraid to go after something.
It is so crazy to me how utterly similar the Penguins and the Steelers are constructed mm-hmm. right now. It is crazy to me. Everything that we've been talking about, and then we talked about Hextall and listened to him speak, it's basically on the same lines as how the Steelers are operating right now.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Afraid,
like,
to go after.
Yeah, exactly. He even said that. He's like, we're not going to make a deal and make a trade just for the sake of making a trade. And these things are off the table. and you know you're okay with the complacency of what's happening right now. That's exactly what the Steelers are sitting and looking at right now and saying and portraying how their organization is. They're scared to make that jump because they might swing and miss. Well, you're not going to know unless you try to make that jump. You're not going to know where you could be unless you actually try, and they're not willing to do that.
Yeah, like who in the world ever thought Kansas City would trade Tyreek Hill?
Nobody. Yeah, never.
Last year, and it working. And now, granted, they have to fall back on one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. If he retired today, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, and their tight end.
Correct. But that being said, last year at this time, nobody in the world thought that Tyreek Hill would be traded. Not one person.
And I don't know how many people expected the Eagles in the span of what a few days would go from, hey, we got the Saints first round pick. Now we're going to trade. Oh, yep. We're going to trade another pick for AJ Brown. And they did it all bang like that. I remember it was a 72 hour period. Maybe we turned around and went, what the Eagles did? What? They went after it. They went from being that team that just barely got in at 9-8, the 7 seed, to bang. Here they are now, number 1 seed in the NFC and in the Super Bowl.
The thing about these two teams that are playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday is that they are constructed to play in the Super Bowl for the next 5 years.
Yep.
The Eagles are probably going to be back next year. I mean, look, what don't they have Jordan Davis? Wasn't that their first round pick and he got hurt this year? I mean, he's coming back next year. He's an unbelievable defensive lineman. And they have a top 10 pick that they might get another defensive player. I mean, they are constructed, and same with the Kansas City Chiefs, to win not just this year, but next year.
Kansas City's 7th round pick was the guy from Rutgers.
The running back.
Yes,
Pacheco.
Yes.
I mean, come on. I mean, you're winning simultaneously by winning.
The Steelers don't have anybody right now. Well, George Pickens maybe. But offensively, as dynamic, that touches the ball as many times from as many different places that Pacheco does.
Right. No.
And isn't the Steelers' 7th round pick going to the game this weekend with the Chiefs?
Yeah. Oladokun is a Chief.
It's crazy. All right, this video that's making the rounds, wait till you find out what it is. And we talked to Mike Sirianni, top of the hour, Fan Morning Show.
Yes, and I'm back for Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers, voted the number one jeweler in North Pittsburgh. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Play Cupid with a stunning pair of half-carat, round, brilliant-cut diamond stud earrings for only $3.99, or a forever gold rose for $99. It's a real rose preserved in 24-karat gold. If you're looking to get engaged, Noah Gabriel will guarantee she'll love her ring with their exclusive perfect ring guarantee. You hear me talk about that all the time. Visit them in the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford, Ross Park Mall, or online at noahgabrielco.com. That's noahgabrielco.com.
Pitt men's basketball tomorrow on your Odyssey app. Coverage begins at 6:30. They'll take on Louisville at 7 live from the Pete. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Sirianni, top of the hour, W&J head coach, brother of Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach. So proud of his little brother, and just an incredibly athletic family. We talked to him about this this week and what it's going to bring. All right, a video that came on. Listen to that song. By the way, before we get to that video, did you see there's a 3.8 magnitude earthquake in Buffalo today?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I did.
How would that hit you waking up?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said that it felt like a car drove through their house. That's crazy. How does that even happen?
Sheesh. Listen to that music.
Earth's crust and such. Yes. I don't know.
All of it.
Magma.
Fault lines.
I mean, for your entire life in Buffalo, you're probably thinking, oh, boy, this lake effect really sucks, but at least we don't have to deal with earthquakes. Nope.
Yeah. Done. Finished. All right. So this video that's making the rounds. Guy on the subway, New York City, falls asleep. Okay? He's sleeping. Somebody down the train a little bit filming him. Rat running on the floor of the train, the subway train. Will I see you tonight on a northbound train or whatever? Southbound train, actually. So anyway, I got it all mixed up. This rat is running. Runs up the guy's leg. He's still sleeping. Runs up to his midsection. He's conked out. I mean, he's out. The rat is on his stomach. He's not the rat, the guy. The rat then crawls up through his midsection onto his shoulder. Guy still zonked out, Z's coming from the top of his head, like on the cartoons. Then the rat goes onto near his ear. Finally, the guy whose hat is kind of like pulled down like an old cowboy sleeping wakes up and is like, itches the side of his shoulder. Like, what the hell's going on my shoulder? Touches something. Looks, there's a rat on his shoulder, a live one. Throws it down, stands up, and shakes the rat off, and it runs away. There's so many questions here. As a citizen, don't you owe it to the guy when you see the rat start to get near him, or even more so, start to crawl up his leg, go, hey, buddy, whoa. As opposed to just sit there and film it?
Yes. You should let somebody know. But I'd be worried that I would startle the guy so much that the rat would freak out and bite the guy. Like, I wouldn't want to startle him so much that he freaks out, and then the rat's stuck on his arm, and the rat takes a little gnaw at his forearm there. So, I mean, but you do have to, right? You do have to just warn somebody. That's
yes.
And this rat wasn't a little rat either.
It was a big one.
It was a big rat. It was a big rat.
Yeah, what the hell are they doing in New York City?
Even if it was a little rat, that's enough. Hey, is this where we are as a society, though, where somebody would just sit and film it as opposed to, and I'm not talking about getting involved with a gangland shooting and jumping in the middle of it. Just get involved to the point where you yell, hey, guy, you got a rat on your leg.
Run
hey,
over.
Hey, my man.
Tap his leg. Hey, right. Hey, there's a rat on your head.
You just got to wake the guy up and alert him to the fact of an impending doom with a rat chewing on his ear.
What's crazy is I Googled this morning, rat on guy, New York City subway, and there's like four stories over the past 10 years of something similar happening. This guy over the weekend, is it the first time? People are sitting on New York City subway trains taking videos of other people with rats crawling all over them. A decent human.
That's New York for you. And I do think it is our society as well, because I know that I'll sometimes fall in a wormhole where I'll just watch fail videos on end for like hours and hours, people falling off skateboards, landing on their nuts.
Well, start over though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, much different. When people fall on skateboards or whatever, generally there's a couple kids skateboarding. One films while the other one tries his trick, and the whole crux of that whole situation is, hey, you try this trick and film me, and then I'll try it and I'll film you and whatever. And somebody is the intended like filmer.
Mm-hmm.
This was just someone sitting in their seat, potentially minding their own business, but they weren't. They were filming the guy.
I don't think if it were me that I would have filmed. I'm not sure I would have said anything either.
Oh, my gosh.
I might have been snickering.
Come on, Crowley.
I know.
I don't care if it was the most degenerate-looking, awful person in the world. You owe it to them as a fellow human to say, you have a rat on you.
Oh,
right.
Goodness. I couldn't imagine waking up and that thing was crawling up my chest. Mm.
The guy took it kind of well, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, pretty
calm. Shook it off as if he was a veteran of having rats on him while he was sleeping.
I've ridden the subway before. I'm just headed to Tribeca. Everything's okay.
Right. I'm good. John Rocker got this place right.
Yeah.
Seriously, the thing's like the size of a cat, too. It's a big old meaty friggin'. Yeah, yeah. I probably would have said something, because I'd be afraid what comes next after that. If the guy wakes up, flails, flings it over on me, I would come at it from a selfish, I think, point of view.
That's new for you.
I don't film anybody that doesn't know they're being filmed. Or take a photo of them. Even they lose anonymity, or they lose if they're in public domain, you're allowed to. You can do whatever you want. But I always just find it weird. Like, I don't take pictures of people that they don't want their picture taken or don't know it's being taken.
No, even that weird guy that was a sorcerer that you took video of at the Dueling Piano Bar.
Yes,
you walked up to him and was like, "Hey,
I'm gonna take a video of you." All right, he goes, "Okay." And he was
that guy wanted to be noticed.
Yeah,
he was
to
okay
be filmed,
with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dressed like a superhero at Groundhog's
Day.
Take
a picture of my magic wand,
man. But the rat guy, Doran, would you speak up? Right?
Yeah, I would say something. Then I would wonder how the rat just like got onto the subway and nobody saw him get on and
transfer
nobody,
right, I mean, through the thing.
Yeah.
It's, I definitely would have said something. And I hope that somebody would have said something to me, because I probably would have been startled too. I probably would have flung that rat all the way across the whole subway, and it would have landed on Crowley's lap.
That video is, because you're waiting. The first time you see it, you're waiting. You're like, okay, the guy's going to wake up when right. he's on his leg, and he's going to kick it. And then it makes its way up. And you're waiting for it to peck at its mouth.
Oh.
You know, for loving horror movies, you get queasy quick, Dorn.
See, you know what? Rats don't really, they don't bother me that much. But if that was like a spider or something, oh my goodness. I would have lost my mind. Rats don't bother me that much, though.
It's their tails that get me.
That's what everybody says.
Because they got fur everywhere, and then it just looks like a long-ass brain hanging out their backside.
Ugh. Ooh, Mike Sirianni, top of the hour. That's in 6 minutes, 5 minutes from right now. We talk to him. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Silverados, Colorados. Back in stock. Great selection. Stop in online too, sunchevy.com. Partly sunny. The sun hasn't made its way in yet, but it will be partly sunny, apparently, high in the upper 30s.
That's the weather.
QC Kinetics. I tell you about them a lot because they're great. Get your body working right. Get back in action. Do what you want. Time to call QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics uses advanced regenerative medicine, restores and repairs damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.